Stage 14, Hohenkrähen. Hohenkrähen, which you can see straight ahead, was best known for its castle bailiff, Popolius Meyer. He's said to have lived in the 15th century and has provided a fine stock of legend. Almost everyone in the Hegau has heard of Popola von Hohenkrähen and the stories about him. Here's a flavour from a book of tales from the Baden region.
Popolius was short and puny and yet wild and unrestrained. He was very fond of a drink. Once, late at night, an abbot was travelling with his entourage and came to Hohenkrähen asking for a meal and a bed for the night. Popolius welcomed him warmly and with kindness. They sat down at a table together, both cheerful and in a good mood. The goblet was being passed back and forth, that's for sure, until the enjoyment of the wine caused the accompanying wit and wisdom to give way to quarrelling and discord. After the castle bailiff had made a coarse joke, the abbot replied that he shouldn't boast about his strength, as he was all bones and looked just like death itself, thin enough to be pulled through the eye of a needle. Angered by the insult, Popolius jumped up from the table and ordered the portly little cleric to be hurled into the deepest dungeon in the castle and be kept there on nothing more than bread and water until he's thin enough to be pulled through the eye of a needle. And that's what happened. The abbot was not released until his girth had noticeably decreased in size and he was as lean and skinny as Popolius. But this made the abbot full of wrath. Once back home, he took to the constant plotting of revenge and retribution. In the end, he found a book of spells in the monastery library and discovered a formula for invocation and put a curse on Bailiff Popolius. Soon after, the bailiff fell from his horse, broke his neck, and had to go round as a ghost ever after.